You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number three. This has flown by, Boomer.
For me, that Boomer and McQueen segment, we just sit here and I'm like, oh my goodness.
We need to do like an extra segment with y'all.
Let's just go.
Just a full hour. Come on. The Boomer McQueen hour, we'll call it. Hey, I got a bunch of. Now, yesterday, by the way, apologies because normally we are good at taking text messages, but yesterday the content of the show kept moving to the point that I couldn't even keep up with our text messages, and a bunch of y'all texted in and I couldn't get to them. My apologies. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's a bunch of them right now, and I'm going to get some. So before we go into my next topic, which is the shine is off the apple, let me catch up on some of y'all's commentary. Allie from Athens texted in, going back to that last segment we had. She says, Phil, this is what it was like 50 years ago in the Jesus People movement. Campuses came on fire for the kingdom. It's happening again. There you go. Thank you, my friend. JP from Priceville says, Colonel, Senator Williams, and Boomer. 2 points. First, I got chills as you prayed over the radio. Thank you, brother. My heart was filled with the fact that I and likely many other right side ruffians across North Alabama were also praying with you. So powerful. Second, he says, my daughter's a student in Auburn and was at the event. She's a Christ follower and a big JP fan and said it was an absolutely amazing movement of God and the Holy Spirit in Auburn. And she was texting pictures and asking us to pray for the hundreds being baptized in the lake. Yeah, if you missed that earlier in the show, apparently, man, it broke out last night in Auburn. Holy Spirit got legit, man. But what I'm hearing and what JP just confirmed there is that like 5,000-ish people got together for a worship event that just couldn't end. I mean, people didn't want to quit. And hundreds got baptized, and even Coach Freeze, Hugh Freeze, and Bruce Pearl were out there actually baptizing people is what I'm hearing. Amazing event. Love it. Thanks, JP. Appreciate that. Steve from Madison, long, long text. So, Steve, I'm not sure I can just read this whole long text. But he's telling me he wrote to Senator Tom Butler about an odd interpretation of liquor enforcement. Okay. Thanks, man. I'll get back to your quote later. JT from Lacey Springs says, here's a T-shirt idea. Go pound sand. and it has a hand pounding a pile of sand. I like it, JT. Casey, Junebug from Hartsel says, oh, that guy Mark that called in earlier, talking about the separation of church and state. She said, I like Mark. Everything he said was spot on. Said, my good friend Billy Coleman stood up to the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Yes, as a matter of fact, I didn't get to it. But Casey, thank you for saying that. That's the school superintendent in Coleman County. And he basically said, you know, pound sand. He didn't cower down on prayer walks at the schools. And I think they even had what they called a prayer caravan that he helped organize in his off time. And they were trying to call him on it. And he said, you know what? It's my off time. Go pound sand. So tell your friend Billy how much I appreciate him. And he is definitely a right side ruffian. If he needs a T-shirt, I'll get it for him. And I'm serious, Casey. Send Boomer his contact info and we'll send him a shirt and thank him. Kyle from Sheffield says, it's the power they're threatened by. They realize that our activities and or outcomes that are presumed offensive is just a cold shiver going up their spines that says to them, you're not in control. And so they go harder against us. Paul said it would come. Look at Romans 1. Wow.
That's
wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Profound this ruffians
audience,
out there.
This audience could run this show. Just saying. Wiley from Gunnersville says, I'm late to the party today, but I have a question regarding Hunter Biden. If he's convicted on any of the felony charges he's been indicted on, as I understand it, he lives in the White House. Will a convicted felon be able to get a clearance and continue to live there? I've held numerous clearances up to top secret over the years and would have lost my clearance and job for any conviction that carried more than 1 year in jail as a penalty. You are correct, Wiley. Now, I don't think he has to have a true clearance, but he has to be cleared for the building he's in. If he gets convicted, I assume there's jail time, so he won't be there anyway. But there's that.
Nope.
Just saying. But if he's convicted, I don't know that we ever faced this before. Has a convicted felon ever tried to live in the White House? I don't know the answer to that question.
I mean, will he just get an ankle bracelet?
Yeah.
Sorry, sir, you can't leave the White House.
Yes, you're required to stay within the grounds. So if you want to go bowling or swim in the pool or run laps around the outside, you can do that. It's okay. Life's good.
Right.
Yeah. Make sure you keep that little pocket of cocaine you've got tucked away in the phone lockers outside the Situation Room. Yeah, awesome. What do we got down here? Brian from Huntsville says, Boomer McQueen, please be nice on the football picks. Don't rip the Band-Aid off on the rest of us. I got to do mine today.
Got to do them today. I know. First game's tomorrow.
So speaking of which, if you go to our rightsideradio.org website, you will find that Boomer has set up for us the NCAA football pick'em.
So, tell them about it. It's fun. So it gives you about between 15 and 20 games a week, and you just pick the one that wins. So if you want to sign up, go to the website, www.rightsideradio.org. There's a link in the top right-hand corner. Click it. It gives you directions and another link where you can sign up. It's never too late to sign up. You just may be behind a little bit.
You probably won't win at this point, but you can still participate.
Yeah.
And Boomer will give you a participation trophy.
You will not get a participation trophy, but I will applaud your... I don't know.
Your participation.
I'll just applaud it.
Jeff from Indiana texts in and says, the screw-up was Bill Clinton's brother, Roger. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't a brother-in-law. It was his brother. Okay. Matt from Huntsville says, Liewad should be a new dipper name.
Liewad.
we got a bad case of the Liewads going on right now. I like it. Thanks, Matt. TL from Huntsville says, I got your back, Boomer. See above. And he sent you a meme. Okay. I'll let you respond to that. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. Roughly Ann says, first of all, she says, Boomer sneeze, so bless you.
Apparently, thanks. I do sneeze, guys, sometimes.
And then it says, we must tell our children, please do not get yourself caught in a lie. She says a lie not.
Lie not.
Lie not.
Lie not.
We're calling them lie wads, but yes. We got a brand new texter in the string named Bob. Bob, tell us where you're from. But we're glad you're there. It says, Bob says, I've been a listener for a long time. Appreciate the program, especially your monologues. The opening monologue is fantastic. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Especially today. So the reason they don't want to reduce the requirements to graduate from high school is because they do want to dumb down society, that we're totally dependent on them, and we couldn't read or write or even know the difference if they were lying to us. Just sign here. We'll take care of everything. You know what? Wasn't there a movie? We have Kakistocracy, but Idiocracy. There was a movie called Idiocracy where everything had just been dumbed down to the point that it was just, right. It was ridiculous. I can't keep up with these text messages.
They're still flowing in.
They're flowing in. Susan from Elkmont, regarding education, two things. One, I think if they give the graduation exams too soon, if you pass them all in 10th grade, you sort of have been told the student already knows it all they need to know. Okay. Number two says some high schools let folks that didn't graduate walk, and that just gives them a blank paper. I wouldn't let my foster son do that. It'd be abuse. I felt it took away from those that did the work. All right. Great point, Susan. I don't argue with either one of those. John from Huntsville. Phil, I don't believe in aliens, but I wish E.T. was real and magically appeared in my house because me and him would be best buds. Okay, John, John's been chewing his gummies or something over there today. He says, I would let E.T. help me decide what grade you guys should get, and I would let them hack into Boomer and McQueen's football pick'em page so I can see who they picked. John. Thomas from Athens says, I judge that the Holy Spirit was moving into Auburn. God does not do football game outcomes, but he does players, coaches, and students, orange and blue and whatever colors. Thanks, Thomas. Good stuff. Mike from Muscle Shoals. I'm going to try and get these through before the break. Mike from Muscle Shoals. Coach Billy Coleman wrote a book called Called to Live. Quick, easy, fantastic read. Mike from Muscle Shoals. Man, thanks. I need to find that. Tell you what, I'll trade him one of my T-shirts for one of his books. Dustin from Hazel Green. Phil, let's talk reality here for a minute. Do you honestly believe he'll see a day in jail even if he's found guilty? Yes, I do. There. How you like me now? Boyd from Joppa says, have you watched Megyn Kelly's interview with Trump last night? No, but I saw a snippet of it, like one of those teaser videos. It looks like it was a no holds barred, I'm going to ask you questions and see what kind of man you are to answer, but he sat right there and answered him. Brandy from Athens says, if Dad loses the White House, does the incoming just have to accept Hunter? No. You're a realtor. Pets don't come with the house.
Pets don't come with the house.
Boomer knows these things.
But that was good.
Bob L. from Huntsville just says, he changed it. It's Bob L. from Hartsville. Thank you very much, Bob L. We're glad. Bob is brand spanking new in the text string. John from Brownsboro. Boomer McQueen need to sit in on Woke World Days and alternate reading the stories blind so we can get their initial reactions in real time. That's pretty good.
That would be actually a
That's
funny.
Actually pretty
Especially
funny.
Especially McQueen's reaction.
Yeah, unvarnished.
Oh, man. She would go off.
Brian from Decatur. Last one for the break. Seminole Warpath, Decatur. I don't know what you're telling me.
Oh, that's his name on the college pick'em.
Oh.
His pick lot is South Carolina over Georgia. Woo.
Oh.
That's what he's saying.
South Carolina over Georgia.
That's what he's saying.
Bold move, Cotton.
Bold
we'll see where move. It goes. We're taking a break. I'm coming right back, jumping into the next dipper. Shine is off the apple. By the way, John, keep in mind, I did have a mini dipper up front. And now I'm going into technically the third dipper, even though one of them was unofficial. Just saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.